You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to our next episode of Tinsel Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner, and I am your host. And I'm very excited for this episode because we are going to be discussing theater fails. So if you're excited to hear a little bit about my experiences in certain shows and maybe things not quite going as you would expect it to go due to my mistake, another person's mistake, or whatever else it may be, feel free to keep listening. But before we jump into the stories, feel free to follow me on Instagram at Aaliyah_Gardner and the podcast as well. It's just going to be at 10Til, T-I-L, places on Instagram. So feel free to follow my account and also the podcast account and also at Broadway Podcast Network because they are incredible. Thank you so much to the Broadway Podcast Network for hosting my podcast. And without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump right into the stories. Before we get into the stories, I forgot to mention that we do have a very, very exciting announcement at the end of this episode. So please listen to the entire episode in order to get to our very special announcement. I am very, very excited about this. So now, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into our fails. So for the first story that I have today, I'm going to be talking about my experience in doing a production of Spring Awakening. Yes, one of my favorite musicals of all time. So if you're not super familiar with Spring Awakening, it is about a young girl. Her name is Vendela, and she is discovering her sexuality as she's growing into becoming a young woman. And due to the lack of communication on her mother's side, she just goes out and explores. And it's about young people. It's about finding yourself, sexual awakenings, and I think that it's a really brilliant piece of art that everybody needs to look up. So I was doing a production of Spring Awakening, and there were these little statues. I'm not going to spoil anything in the show for those who haven't seen it, but there were these little statues that we had in our set, and they had these little twinkle lights on them. So when you plug them in, obviously they'll light up, but they were added I think the day before we opened the show. So it was definitely like a last minute set design add-on. But during one of the songs, before I was about to go on stage and perform, I played Taya, by the way, one of the girls, one of the little friends in the little girl group. But as I was getting ready to come on for one of the songs with everybody, I think midway through act one, I saw that the lights were unplugged. So I was like, okay, let's just, I don't know. I don't really do much of anything and I mind my business, but this is unplugged and it's in the middle of the walkway. Is this supposed to happen? And I wasn't aware that it was supposed to stay unplugged. So of course my little hands grabbed the little extension cord and plugged it in without consulting anybody. Cause I was immediately just like panicking, like, oh, what if somebody didn't plug it in and it's supposed to be plugged in and it's wrong and stuff, all that fun stuff. So of course I plugged it in, I went on stage, everything was great. We sang, we danced, all that fun stuff. And then once my blackout hit, we exited and I went straight to the dressing room. But as I'm waiting in the dressing room for the next cue, I'm watching on the monitor, I hear our stage manager or one of the girls, actually the stage manager was texting us, or the director was texting us, excuse me. The director texted everybody and said, who plugged in the lights? And I immediately panicked and said, it was me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And they were totally nice. Honestly, that was one of the best theater experiences that I've ever had with that company, because they were all, I'm always so used to being the younger person in a show, which is fine. I'm fine with it. But it's always nice when you can lean back and kind of relate to your your castmates, because you spend maybe a month, 2 months with the exact same people doing the exact same songs and lines and scenes and costume changes. So you basically become a little family. And especially since these people were all around my age, all college age students and performers and professionals, it was a really amazing experience and I wouldn't have had it any other way. But yeah, that was the first time. That was one of the smaller ones. Now I'm going to get into a little bit of the bigger ones. So this next fail is from when I was in a production of Dog Sees God. And if you guys are not familiar with the show Dog Sees God, it's basically about the Charlie Brown kids, like the Peanuts, as teenagers. And it's very raunchy. It is very much so not a children's show. So if you ever want to take your child to go see the show, do not take your child to go see the show. There's drinking, there's lots and lots of cussing, there's like making out and implied sex, and it's a lot. So do not go and take your child to go see this show. But I was playing Patricia, or Patty, Peppermint Patty, for those of you who are familiar with the Peanuts. I was playing Peppermint Patty, and Peppermint Patty in the show is a party girl, just a party girl who just wants to drink and have sex and have lots of fun and all that, completely opposite of who I am as a person, and it was one of the most fun roles that I've ever played in my life. It was so much fun. But there's this scene where me and a bunch of the main cast is, because it's a small cast, me and a bunch of the cast are at a party because we're throwing a party and the parents aren't home, so we're gonna have lots and lots of fun and drink and have fun and smoke and it's gonna be great. So just one of your cliche high school parties. So I am supposed to be already wasted by the time that the lights come up. So I'm in character. I'm having a good time. I have my little solo cup. But we had blocked that my cup gets filled with just a little bit of water so that I have something to drink, of course, like during the scene. And I can actually drink and get a little bit of water, and I can still stay in character and pretend to be drunk. I put my cup down at one point. I don't remember exactly what was happening, but I put my cup down at one point, and one of the cast members filled it up halfway. And by the time I picked it up, I realized that, oh no, I have to get ready to pass out because I'm so drunk in a second. And I'm holding the cup. My cup is usually empty when I fall down. And for those of you who've never really done any, I don't really want to call it a stage stunt, but I mean, you're doing something very physical on stage. So what my blocking was, is I was holding my cup and I say, oh no, I think I'm gonna be sick. And then I pass out, or no, excuse me. I pass out before I say, I think I'm gonna be sick. But I had to turn my body a certain way and kind of fall on my side so that the meatier parts of my body, like my thigh and my bottom, can hit the ground and cushion my fall. But because of the water in my cup, I had to kind of figure out a way to, you know, not make an entire mess on the stage, because it was not a big stage. It was a small stage. And if I spilt water, it was just going to create a huge hazard. So when I fell, I ended up turning forward so that I could, you know, kind of keep my arm out and fall so that it looked real. But I ended up landing on my knee. And that, my friends, was the moment where Aaliyah knew she effed up. Because that was one of the worst nights of my life. It was the most pain that I have ever been. It was awful, because immediately after the blackout, I like hobbled backstage and I sat in my chair and I put my knee up, or my leg up, so that my knee could be elevated. And I was just like, oh man, in so much pain. And my castmates are so sweet and so kind. So they all helped me out. They got me some ice and my director got me some ice and everything. I was fine, but I don't have time to be in pain right now because I need to be waking up from a hangover in the next like 5 to 7 minutes. So I'm putting my ice on there. I'm just sitting backstage and waiting. And at this point, I need to get ready to undress myself. So I'm taking off my dress and I'm like wearing my bra and my shorts and everything because I'm supposed to wake up from a hangover after a threesome with two of the other main characters. So luckily, that was one of the scenes where I don't really talk that much. I just kind of laid there and looked in distress because, you know, a hangover. So it was really great. It worked out because that was one of the best times where I really kind of, it was like method acting. I woke up out of my hangover and I was in so much pain. My head hurt and all of that. So that was, it worked out in the end. And the rest of the show, I was in so much pain. But overall, it ended up being a pretty decent show. But sadly, that is not where the tragedy ends, because there was another show that we performed, the same show, Dog Sees God, that my family came to see. And I already had to warn them, like, listen, guys, it's definitely a lot more provocative than some of the other roles that you've seen me in. And luckily, I'm so blessed to have such a supportive family. Like, they don't care what it is. Like, they'll be there. If they have to close their eyes, they'll close their eyes and look away. But they're still going to be there to support me no matter what. But this night, I really don't know what happened, because all three of the cast members who were on stage during one of the funnier scenes, we just all kind of broke character and just started laughing, because there's this scene called Salisbury Steak. And if you don't know what Salisbury Steak is, it is one of the most disgusting pieces of food that I have ever eaten. It is so gross. It's like meat, basically, like different types of meat, like smushed into one like weird oval looking thing, and it's like a, I don't know, it's disgusting. But the characters are supposed to be talking about how much they like hate Salisbury Steak, and then they're talking about a like this gay kid that they don't like and all that fun stuff, and you know, just, you know, high school shenanigans, all that fun stuff. But there was one point where I think my other castmate, the one who's supposed to be playing my friend, like just stopped, like forgot her lines or was doing something with her fork or something. And I don't know what happened, but I just couldn't contain my laughter. It was the worst. I started laughing, and then she started laughing. And then I look over in the corner to my right to see one of our other characters upstage just doing something so odd that is in character, because he was playing a stoner. Linus, for those of you who are familiar with Charlie Brown, but Linus ends up being a stoner, believe it or not. And he's in the corner doing something so odd with his steak, and he starts laughing and I start laughing, and I'm basically crying at this point, trying to even get through these lines and everything. And somehow, by the grace of God himself, we made it through the scene, because I do not know, like, if we were even going to be able to make it, because we just kept laughing and laughing and laughing. And it was so embarrassing, because my family was in the audience. I wanted to make them proud, and I think I did. I really did make them proud, but it was just a very awkward, like, oh man, I don't know what happened. It was really bad. Now, this next story is a little bit, it's a little weird. It's not my personal story, but, it is my personal story, but it's not about me failing on stage. It's about my kids that I was directing failing on stage. So for those of you who do not know, I was a children's theater instructor for a mobile theater company that would basically just go to the schools, and for the schools who wanted them, the classes, we would host an hour-long theater class for the elementary school kids, for those who signed up at different elementary schools. So there were some times where I was just strictly actually teaching the classes and doing curriculums and playing theater games with the kids. But then there was another time where I got a script and I got to be able to direct the spring play for the kids to do. So all of our meetings, whenever I would meet with the kids at the school, it would just be strictly rehearsal. So finally, we're rehearsing the show. My kids, I'm not gonna lie, so these kids wanted to try my life, and I am always so good with kids. I really am. I'm great with kids. It's what I do for a living. I love kids. But these kids were really testing me today. That, like, all of the classes, basically, like, there were times where we would be able to get through stuff and it would be great. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, the show is, it was a really cute show about a pirate who's, like, really mean, and the pirate crew is gonna rebel against the mean pirate Joe and throw him in a raft, but then they end up bringing him back and say, hey, are you gonna be good? And he's like, yeah, as long as I can still be your captain, or something along those lines. You know, children's theater, it's a good time. But basically, almost every single class in rehearsal that I had with these children, they were always trying my life. Somehow I ended up blocking the entire show, teaching them choreography, teaching them the songs that they needed to know, and boom, I'm done. Like, let's do the show and get on with it. But I ended up, I got an email from my boss, and she said, okay, here's the times for that you need to tell the kids to be at the school for the night of the show. I had emailed back asking if we needed to be there maybe 5 to 10 minutes early. She proceeded to tell me no, and I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just show up at the time then, and I didn't think anything of it. I show up at the time, maybe 6 p.m., she said, to meet at the school. I showed up at 6 p.m., and they're frantically looking for me, saying, Aaliyah, your kids are here. You need to go be with your kids right now. And I'm like, okay. And apparently my kids are going crazy. Like, they're crazy. They're being loud. They're being rowdy. It looks like I can't control them, when in reality, in classes, like, I do not play games with these kids. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I'm really good at managing children, because I listen to the kids and I sympathize with them and I talk to them as if they are little adults. And if we're having issues, I don't put up with it. Three strikes and you're out. I'm not playing games. You want your role? Okay, then you need to do your role, rehearse, participate in class. Point blank, period. I'm really good at managing them, even when they have really bad days, like we usually do. But because I wasn't there and my boss hadn't seen me teach them, she hasn't seen any of my rehearsals, they're going crazy. And I immediately walk in, I'm trying to rile them up, I'm trying to bring them down. I'm trying to calm them down and get ready for the show and everything. But then my kids, and we have this big backdrop. The company that I worked for, they always have these big backdrops that they use for the set. It's a very small set. It's children's theater. But my kids almost knocked over the entire backdrop of the set, and I was mortified. I wanted to snatch somebody's child up and quit my job and just snatch a child, because they were making me look bad. They were making me look so bad, and it was terrible. And my boss was just so flustered already. So, and she's a very sweet woman, very, very sweet. She's an actress as well, and in the DC area, done a lot of commercials. But she was so flustered with me, and I felt so bad, because after they almost knocked it over, she just came up to me after fixing it and said, Aaliyah, please get your kids and go practice before the show. I'm like, okay. So as soon as the kids get in trouble, they know that they're in trouble. So I immediately bring my kids in and I put the foot down and just say, guys, this is your show. Your families will be here any minute, and you guys need to get it together so that we can put on a good show. Do you guys want this to be a good show? Yeah, okay. then go to your spots for the top of the show right now. Go, 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 go. And as soon as we were rehearsing, I mean, it was fine. They went through their show. It was really good. They did the best that they could. They missed a couple things, but you know, they did the best that they could. It was decent, and I was proud of them. But oh man, I don't know what it is about me getting assigned to like the worst groups of kids, because that was not the only group of kids that I was struggling with. Because our last fail that I would like to discuss also goes back to those classes that I was teaching back when I was working with that company, because there was another class, small class, just strictly curriculum, no play, no anything, just curriculum, games, activities, scenes, theater, things like that. And these kids were a little bit older. So there were a couple, like, I think there were a couple fifth graders, maybe a couple fourth graders. So they're older. They're getting ready for middle school and they think that they're so cool and everything. And there was this girl, her name is Alicia. She was, I don't know what it was about Alicia, but I feel like I kind of connected to her a little bit because she was just, I don't know, she was just misunderstood, in my opinion. And I know that sounds really cliche, but she was very misunderstood. She just was. And this little Spanish girl, her name's Alicia. I think she's like a fifth grader. But this girl comes hot into class, always talking about, because we meet in the library and then we end up moving to the stage in that school. So she comes in hot into the library one day talking about how she has a boyfriend. And another day she comes in with her eyebrows slit, because she shaved a little slit into her eyebrow because she thought it looked cute, talking about Melanie Martinez, and one of my favorite artists actually, but she's in fifth grade, so this woman is not age appropriate for this fifth grader, because she does cuss and talk about sexual things in her songs and these innuendos in her songs, and she basically pulls out her iPad and just starts playing one of her songs out loud. And I'm just like, Alicia, no, put it away, put it away. It's fine. It's the censored version. There's no bad words in it. No F words, no C words. This child, this isn't even the fail. The fail was during one of the classes, we were doing a game of some sort. And one of my rules in my classes is, or my top rules are, number one, keep your hands to yourself. Number two, when the teacher is talking, you are listening. And number three, stay on the stage. No leaving the stage, because the stage is in the gym. And sometimes there's other kids that are in the gym for like after school programs and whatnot. So it's very difficult to keep the kids focused when they try to go hang out with their friends. So absolutely not. Stay on the stage. This girl, Miss Alicia, managed to break all three of these rules in less than a minute or two, because we were playing a game. Things were getting very like riled up, and I tried to bring the kids down, you know, okay, guys, let's bring it back down to a normal level. She ended up getting so excited and doing something silly and pushed her friend over, or something happened. I think she pushed him and he fell down. And he immediately got a cramp in his ankle or somewhere. He had a cramp and he, it wasn't funny. I'm not going to laugh at him because I know I'm not one to diminish somebody's pain levels or anything. But this kid was so outspoken, saying that, like, basically just like her, but the guy version, which is why they were really close, because he would say like, yeah, guys, I had a sip of beer the other day. Whoa, you did? That's so cool. Yeah, it was good too. Okay, all right, bud, let's not talk about that right now. We're not going to talk about that at all. Whatever. But he fell and had a cramp and immediately started crying. So it was like, oh man, what now? And as I was telling the kids to, like, all right, everybody take a big step back, I was calm, as of course you're supposed to be, but Alicia is over here in the corner looking traumatized because she thinks that she, like, killed her friend, basically. So So she's standing looking petrified. I'm mending to this little boy on the ground. I'm saying, like, where does it hurt? Okay, I need you to, is it a cramp? Okay, let me help you. So I'm trying to help him and everything. I don't necessarily, I don't think the nurse is in after school, so I can't bring him to the nurse. All I, the most that I can do is just tell the parent what happened and then move on. Because, like, there's really nothing that I can do for a cramp, except for try to mend to him. But as I'm trying to mend to him, Alicia gets overwhelmed, starts crying, and then bolts off of the stage and out of the gym. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? What is happening? So we ended up having to end class a little bit early, and I had to basically, once he was, I had to ask him. I'm like, okay, bud, can you stand up and walk? Because we need to. He's like, yeah, I can stand. So I helped him up. He was fine. But I immediately had to end class and have everybody grab their backpacks so that we could all go on a scavenger hunt to go find this girl. Because I have no assistant teacher. It's just me and these, like, seven kids or whatever. Maybe six kids. I'm not sure. It was a very small class. But we all ended up going on a little scavenger hunt to go find her. I ended up finding her. I brought her backpack and I said, okay, we're going to get ready to go. You cannot run off like that, okay? He's fine. He's fine. She's still upset. We're all having a moment and it was a mess. Finally, the kids got sent home. They got to see their parents. I told the little boy's parents, mother, whoever picked him up, what happened. They were fine. I told Alicia's mom what happened. She was fine. But after that, I had to message my boss and tell her exactly what happened. And I think that was around the time when I was starting to get a little bit done with being stuck with these kids, because it's not that I didn't enjoy what I was doing. I really loved teaching the kids about theater, but the only issue was the children that were signed up, most of them were only signed up because their parents made them do it and they didn't even really want to be there. And all they wanted to do was play games. They didn't want to do any of my curriculum or speech exercises or anything. So it just became increasingly difficult to try to manage them and stay passionate about something when the kids that I'm trying to teach them, they're not passionate about it at all. So that was definitely a turning point when I was taking a step away from the company and just trying to focus on myself as an actress and on my job as a children's fitness instructor. So overall, like, we all have our issues, but if you do have any theater fails or any embarrassing moments, I just need you to know that you are not alone whatsoever. And what I like to think about is, hey, like, at one point, I think it was Megan Hilty when she was on Broadway for Wicked. She played Glinda. Please don't quote me on that. It may have been another Glinda, but this Glinda was in the middle of one of her songs. I think it was Popular, and she ended up accidentally chucking her wand into the audience because it slipped out of her hand and flew into the audience. And she's still perfectly fine. So if that can happen, you guys can do anything. But that is all that I have for you guys today. If you guys enjoyed this, please leave a comment and telling me what you'd like for me to discuss next. To get into our announcement that you guys have been waiting for since the beginning of the episode, I'm sure, at the edge of your seats. So let's do a little drum roll, please. We are now introducing Broadway Booze Days. So let me go ahead and elaborate. Broadway Booze Days is going to be a monthly installment of a Broadway-inspired cocktail, drink, some type of libation and or beverage that we come up with, inspired by a Broadway musical. So it's going to be lots and lots of fun. It's going to be the last Tuesday of every month that we're going to be posting a video tutorial on how to make the drink, post a couple photos of the drink, and one of the episodes within that month is going to feature me and one of my guests enjoying said drink. So it's going to be really, really exciting. I know there are so many amazing Broadway shows out there, and I would love to just make a drink inspired by that show and just sit down and talk about the show. So that's definitely going to be a very exciting new installment that I'm going to be implementing on the Instagram page. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 10 Till Places Podcast. And also you can follow me on Instagram at Aaliyah_Gardner. And like I said earlier, don't forget to follow the Broadway Podcast Network. They're amazing. And that is everything that I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.